Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I got to get to you.
What's wrong?
Well, this little situation you got coming up. I thought about this all day yesterday,
Jamie. What situation?
The ex coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, this is big, folks. Yeah, Let me explain to you real quick here, okay? And I'm going to keep you on the cutting edge with this one, all right? Jamie has just started seeing Nile Crocodile, okay? It's going pretty damn good. It really is. But it's going so well that, you know, they're really liking each other. But now the ex, who's been planning to come to town to go to a football game when the Jaguars come in here, he's planning on coming in, and Jamie and he had set up this whole little rendezvous, you know, and everything for the game. And now with Nile in the picture, it seems a little, oh boy, just uncomfortable.
It is a little
that
bit of
the
a pickle.
Ex is coming. And now the ex wants to stay for a week. Not even just for the game, but he wants to be here for a week. He'd stay too if he could. So what do you do?
Yeah, so
what
that's
do you do? Yeah. Now, they're not officially dating.
No, Crocodile, and you.
They're not official, not seeing anybody. But you know the ex, what he's expecting.
What is he expecting? We're just going to the game.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. Now Niall's going to hear all this, so I guess this is how he's going to find out. But anyway, I just like, well, I wonder if I should tell him, but I'm not like officially dating him, so he doesn't really need to know, but now he is going to know because he's going to hear this, right? Right. So anyway, my ex-husband, who is a great human being and like always helps me out, anytime I send him x-rays because he's an orthopedic surgeon or whatever, he'll read them for me. He'll give a second opinion. He set my sister up when she was in a car accident with literally the best orthopedic surgeon in St. Louis. They're both Mayo trained, so they both have that thing. So literally like saved my sister's foot, right? So amazing. Just he's a great human. So we decided, and I was like, I owe you all this stuff for helping out my sister, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I want to go to that game where Travis Hunter's going to play. Well, now he's not playing even at all.
No, he's hurt.
And so I said, if you're coming out to see your boys, because his boys live here, I'm like, let's go to that game because it'll be around Christmas. So we planned that. That was the summer. Planned it. We're really excited, blah, blah, blah. Well, now he tells me he's coming in like the Tuesday before the game.
Oh, yeah.
The game's on Sunday.
Oh, he wants to hanky-panky for a week. I know what's on his mind.
Oh, no, yeah. No.
Lordy. We're going to have a blast. I'll be there for a week, dear. See you soon.
So, but here's the problem that you don't know. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I am going to a Christmas party with Nile on the 20th.
Okay.
And then I'm going to the game on the 21st with my ex-husband.
Right.
This is awkward.
That's the current plan. Now, yeah. I don't think any of this is going to happen. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I think that the ex will end up not coming.
Don't you worry about the tickets.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not beyond him to eat a few bucks, okay?
No, his kids are here. He's coming here for Christmas.
All right, well, then maybe he comes in and stays with them or stays in a hotel or something of that nature. But it's not going to be with you. It's not going to be staying at your place. Yeah, no. That ain't going to happen, which it would have happened if it hadn't been for the Dial Now situation, okay? It would have.
I don't think it would have.
Yeah. Just listen to me, Jamie. I know what's going on here, all right? Listen, I might be under the weather, but my brain is still working.
We never planned for him to stay with me.
The right thing to do here. I mean, obviously, Niall's listening to this, and he knows exactly. The Niall thing could be completely different between now and then. You don't know. Niall might not even be in the picture at that point. Then again, he might be huge in the picture at that point.
Well,
so
according to his ex-girlfriends,
right,
will be engaged by then.
Well, if that's the case, that's going to throw a little monkey wrench in this thing. It really will. The engagement, that's a biggie.
I'm kidding, and that's
now,
mean.
Look,
it's really mean.
I just looked over it because I know you took it as a little cheap shot.
I did.
Which wasn't fair. But listen to me. You still got time to figure this out.
Okay.
But I think what you have to do is this. All right. This is my, and folks, this is not a comedy bit.
A lot.
This is me being really honest because I know love. They call me Dr. Love.
They told you need to wash your hands, the people that love you most.
Not those. That's a different group of people. That's the people I live with. I'm talking about in the spectrum of the world, they call me Dr. Love because they know
all
I know love.
All right, sorry.
Listen.
Okay.
You just got to level with Niall, tell him what the situation is, and let him make the decision.
What's his decision? He doesn't get to decide anything.
No. He does get to say, hey, he does get a little bit.
He doesn't get to say anything by then.
What
does he get to say?
That he doesn't feel comfortable.
Well,
he gets to express his feelings.
That's not my problem. If he doesn't feel comfortable, I will respect that, but I'm not changing my plans. My ex-husband is flying in. I'm going to see my former stepkids. It's going to be awesome. We're going to the game. He can suck it.
Right. That's all fine. What I'm saying is, this guy expects to stay at your place.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
My ex-husband,
Yes, he does.
No, we've never even talked about that. No, he doesn't.
That's why he's staying for a week.
He has two boys at their own houses. He can stay with them.
Jamie, I didn't just fall off the back of a watermelon truck. I know what's going on here. I know what he's out for.
What kind of truck?
Watermelon.
Watermelon? I thought it was turnip.
No, I fell out of a truck once. We were carrying watermelons. That's why I use that.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
It hurt.
All
right, we'll take a break.
I think Carson's call. I think Carson just tried to call.
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, fine.
Nah, I mean, he's got bags to deliver. We will talk to him for a few minutes here because he's out. Backdrop in Lakewood this morning.
He has a fever, so it's not his fault. He's a blah, 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 blah.
I don't even know how to make these phones work now.
He has a fever.
It's all foggy. All right, well, good luck with your situation.
I think it'll work out.
I think it'll be fine.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
I'm sure.
Hey, Dr. Love, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sure some people are going to be just heartbroken, but hey, what the hell? Deal with it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.